Thank you very much. Hello, my name is Johan Hadland, and you can find me as jherland on GitHub, Mastodon, LinkedIn, elsewhere. I'm a Norwegian, but I'm currently living in Delft in the Netherlands, and I work as a developer productivity engineer at Twig, which is part of the larger Modus Create software consultancy. We help our clients solve hard problems with open source software, and we contribute back to the open source community whenever possible. Today, I will talk to you about a somewhat obscure topic that lies between the dark arts of the compiler toolchains, debuggers, and executable binary formats. For the average developer, I suspect these areas are often associated with a certain amount of black magic. Certainly, I know that I had worked for many years as a C and C++ developer without ever encountering today's topic as a possibility. I should start by saying that I have not invented any of the features or things that I'm presenting here. I merely stumbled onto this while trying to improve debug builds at a client. And I ended up writing a blog post about it to shed some light on what's going on here, and this talk is based on that blog post. So what am I talking about today? I will give you a practical introduction to debug fission, also known as split dwarf, where dwarf is the name for the standard debugging data format used on Linux and most other Unix systems. This talk is limited to L files on Linux, and we will be using GCC and the Golden Linker. LLVM Clang